funny thing happened on the way to the U.S. House passing a bill called the SAFE Act yesterday, a bill inspired by concerns after the Paris attacks, a bill which would extend background checks on refugees from Syria and put up major obstacles to the president's plan to admit 10,000 such refugees in the fiscal year current. Congressman Henry Cuellar was one of 47 Democrats to okay the legislation, five of those Democrats from Texas, and that helped lead the House to a majority that can override President Obama's promised veto. Congressman Cuellar, let me ask you something. How much of an impact did it make on your decision on how to vote here? Yesterday's reports that eight Syrian refugees had turned themselves in on the border in the very area you represent.
Well, you know, I had found out about that before. That was not really the impact. The impact is that anybody that comes into the U.S., we should be able to vet them properly and make sure that whether it's an asylum claim or refugee claim, that we vet them properly and make sure we know who they are. And this is what this does. It just provides more vetting to make sure that we are a compassionate country, but at the same time, just assure who comes into the United States.
Congressman, one of your colleagues, Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett, said that instead of working together to make our families safer, as he put it, this partisan four-page bill divides. That's a quote from him. Why would you support such a bill?
Well, because I looked at the bill. I looked at what the system is right now. The system right now is for somebody to come in from Syria, it takes about 18 to 24 months. They go through a background check. What this does, it tells the agencies or three places to say, hey, we're going to certify whoever comes into the United States is not a risk to the country. And that's why I did it. It's another layer of security to make sure people are vetted before they come in. There's two extremes. One extreme that people hold is, say, open borders, anybody that can come in, like the Cuban policies. On the other side, you have another extreme where people say, we don't want to let anybody, we reject them. I disagree with those two positions. Here we're just saying is follow the law under the asylum or refugee laws, but just vet them before they come in.
Congressman Cuellar, there are some, including the head of the FBI, who have so far admitted there is no global database that would effectively vet all possible terrorist threats, that what Congress is asking for is imaginary. What do you say to that?
I understand exactly what he's talking about, but keep in mind that there are ways to properly vet these individuals because, look, you know, there are about 3 to 4 million that want to be refugees or refugees right now. Last year, we accepted 1,800 plus Syrian refugees. Out of that, in Texas, we got 189. So we got to really look at those individuals, and if we can't, then why are we going to let them into the U.S.?
I understand what you're saying. Congressman Henry Cuellar, 28th District of Texas. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. You have a good day.